You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And we've got the lovely lads from Bad Tub here on the line to talk about their new single, Cannibal. Hey guys, how are you going?
Good, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. Congrats, first of all. Single came out on Friday. How's it been?
Pretty good, yeah. I mean, we've had a lot of good reception, you know, from our fans. Which has been good, you know. And we played a gig the night after release, and that was really fun. So it's been good, you know.
Yeah, that sounds gas. Good gig, meow. That looked fun. Looked really, really fun.
It was. It was actually like Courtney Place, like in the city.
True.
Very random. Interesting location to play a gig, but it was cool to see. I don't know, the city in a perspective. From a live band, I suppose.
But, yeah.
It's been a really cool release, and it's been cool to hear the feedback from everyone. It seems to be the people are enjoying it, and we're just happy to have shared some more music with everyone, eh?
Super skunk, super sick. What was the writing process for Cannibal like?
The writing process, just came into a band practice like any other day. And Menaki, our bassist, started playing a bass line. And we kind of just, I don't know, we started grooving with it, and we wanted to make some laid back music, something a bit more soulful. And we were, started experimenting with like a drum machine. Our synth player, Louis, started running this drum machine through like a tape echo. And that was, that kind of started the vibe. And then I guess writing it was just kind of happened through freestyling, you know, just saying random things and feeling it and seeing what comes out, you know?
True. That's super sick. Did you guys have any specific, like, inspiration or, like, artists you were listening to while you were writing the track, or did it all just kind of, like, flow out and, like you said, like, just kind of come to you guys as you were doing it?
I think personally it was like, for me, it was listening to a lot of Sly and the Family Stone.
I'd say the same.
I think going to this like next record we're making with, I don't know, we have taken a lot of influence from the 70s and that sort of era of music.
Cool. What's the, like, tell us a little bit about the meaning behind the track, like, what did you write it about, like, what are the,
Cannibal was sort of, I think at the time of writing, money was a big conversation with the band, you know, like some of us having new jobs, some of us looking for jobs, and some of us really not liking the jobs we were working at.
True.
And so I think money was a really big thought at the time. And I think, you know, I just had started a new job and I had started earning money, and I think I was just realizing how quickly it can just go, and how it's such an awesome thing, and then it's just all gone, and then you hate it, you love it, just sort of about the relationship between money and how that develops as you get older and whatnot.
I think you kind of nailed it.
I feel like it's very relatable. Going to summer, I'm like, oh, okay, cool, no more student loan. That's,
it's a crazy one. We had all just finished uni as well.
True.
And I think that is, I don't know, something you take for granted while studying. I guess get used to it.
100%. You said it's like your single off of an upcoming album. Can you tell us a little bit anything about how that's coming together or anything about the album?
Over the past sort of, like, I guess this year, we've kind of like stepped a bit back from gigging and stuff to really just like focus on writing and recording this new album, which is getting very close to being finished. So this is kind of the first single off it. We haven't got a date yet, but we're kind of looking at like the first like quarter of next year for like the next few singles, then eventually the release. It's definitely a big, maybe not big, but like it's definitely a change from our last album in terms of like the sound and the lyrical content. but we're really proud of it.
Yeah.
And we think it's real cool.
Yeah. I think there was a big focus on really honing in our songwriting on this project, and just getting more of like a classic soul and psych aspect to it. Yeah. I think the first record was very like experimental with structure and stuff, but I think we really wanted to hone in on structure and tone, and still keeping it crazy. We're still doing the bad sad thing. We're still making it experimental and textured, because that's what we love to do. But yeah, I think Hamish did it right. It's like lyrically, even there wasn't a whole lot of lyrics in the first record, but I think it's cool to have a bit more of an overarching idea to this record. And
cool. What made you pick Cannibal as the lead single?
Good question. I think we just felt it was groovy, you know. We felt it was a good introduction of some of the new sound that we're going to be releasing.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's just kind of coming into summer. It's just a chill track.
It's a chill track.
Kind of that summer vibe.
Yeah.
And I think we kind of want to show that, like, we were departing a bit from our sound. And I think the further singles are going to go even further. Some crazy stuff we haven't done before.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But, just a change.
Yeah.
Don't worry, depart. Big word.
Oh, depart, maybe depart is the right word.
But like, yeah, just experimenting in some new realms and genres, for sure.
Super sick. Is there a song off the album that, like, you're most excited for people to hear? Or, like, is there one that comes to mind in particular that's, like, your favourite?
Yeah, there's a track called Not Enough Roses.
Yeah, I was going to say the same. Yep.
I just feel like it's so, I don't know, it feels really fresh to me. And it's just such an amalgamation of genre and influence with, like, I don't know, like ballad sections and jazz sections and just like an ambient section in the middle. But it all, it doesn't feel random. To me, it feels like it all makes sense, and I'm really proud of it that we got there. Yeah.
Sick. I mean, no. Speaking of summer, I guess, and you saying that Cannibal was a summer song, you guys playing Twisted. How are you feeling for that?
So excited.
Yeah, super psyched.
Yeah.
That's been something we've wanted to do for ages. And we've been, like, all of us have been a couple times now. And so to be able to, like, play it is just like cherry on top. Really, really grateful that we'll be able to play with so many cool acts as well in the valley. And we just can't wait to bring this new record to the stage and, I don't know, put on a great show for everyone.
It's gonna be sick.
And see all the other insane talent from around New Zealand.
100%. The lineup is so sick this year.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
It's going to be sick. It looks really, really fun. Have you got any other summer plans or anything else you're looking forward to over summer?
Bro, just getting out into New Zealand, eh?
Yeah.
Just going for a swim in the river, jumping off a big rock. As far as, like, Bad Tab, for sure, be playing more shows. And we're also playing Two Minds Festival next year. And I think March, so that's like a little bit later summer. But yeah, if you're in Christchurch or the South Island, hit that up. That's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
How about you, Hamish? Anything in the summer?
I mean, I'm keen to, like, get out of Wellington for a bit because I've been here for a while.
True.
Go see the family, go up north for a bit.
Nice. Yeah.
Have some time on the beaches, you know.
Oh, yeah. Very hyped.
Yeah.
Very keen for that. Have you got anything else to add before we wrap up? I kind of ran out of questions. I didn't run enough.
No worries.
Yeah.
Anything else? No, just thank you for the support, everyone, for the new single. Yeah, keep your eyes peeled. More stuff. Follow us, bad.tab on Instagram if you want to keep up with more of our music. And I don't know. I hope you have a lovely rest of your Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Super sick. Thanks, guys, for coming on air. That was Bad Tab. We got the track.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. We got the track Cannibal right up now. You're listening to Radio 1.
was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.